Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari Gopi Janna Ballabha Giribare Dhari
Gopi Janna Ballabha Giribare Dhari
Gopi Janna Ballabha Giribare Dhari Jaso nanandana Pyaja janna ranjana
Jaso nanandana Pyaja
janna ranjana Pyaja janna ranjana Jamuna Chiravana Chari Jamuna Chiravana Chari
Jamuna Chiravana
Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjan Bihari
Radha Madhava Kunjan Bihari
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Krishna
Hare Hare
Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Gaura Bhimanande
Jayam Vishnu Pandanamam Zabhati Vijakacharja Ashram Radhasi Shimadis Divine Jai Shila Isi Bhakti Vedanta Tidandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Yaskan Pandavacharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Patita Pavana Savior of the Fallen Souls Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada flooding the whole universe with a tidal wave of super ecstatic Krishna Prema Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Pad Padamaham Zapati Vidrakacharja Astatarazalishi Shemad His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Nama Charnja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Premsako Ho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garadhar Shri Vasari Ghora Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath Shamakun Radhakun Gidi Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Navadip Dham Ki Jai Jagannath Puri Dham Ki Jai Ganga Mayi Ki Jai Jamuna Mayi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tussi Devi Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gora Premananda All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to His Divine Grace. Srila Prabhupada Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyadnyadesha Tarine So, where's the book? I'm reading Srimad Bhagavatam. I need to have a book. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Jai, thank you. So, today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 9, Text Number 41. No, I'm fine here. I got my flashlight. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Purtena
Tapasa
Yagyai
Danai
Yoga
Samadhina
Radham Nishreyasam Pumsam
Mat
Priti
Tatvavit Matam
Purtena Tapasa Yagyair Dana Yoga Samadhina Radham Nishreyasam Pumsam Matpratishtatvavinmatam Purtena Tapasa Yagyair Dana Yoga Samadhina Radham Nishreyasam Pumsam Matpratistatvavimmatam.
Purtena tapasa
yagyair.
Dana yoga samadina.
Dadam nishrayasam pumsam.
Matpratistatvavimmatam.
Don't recite? Devotees don't recite? I mean, our Milambas Prabhupada system. So, I'll go ahead, I'll just go ahead and speak then. Okay. Purtena.
Purtena.
By traditional good work.
By traditional good work.
Tapasa.
Tapasa.
By penances.
By penances.
Yagyai.
Yagyai.
By sacrifices.
By sacrifices.
Danai.
Danai.
By charities.
By charities.
Yoga.
Yoga.
By mysticism.
By mysticism.
Samadhina.
Samadhina.
By trance.
By trance.
Radham.
Radham.
Success.
Success.
Nishrayasam.
Nishrayasam.
Ultimately beneficial.
Ultimately beneficial.
Pumsam.
Pumsam.
Of the human being.
Of the human being.
Mat.
Mat.
Of me.
Of me.
Priti. Satisfaction.
Satisfaction.
Tatvavit.
Tatvavit.
Expert transcendentalist.
Expert transcendentalist.
Matam.
Matam.
Opinion.
Opinion.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivajakacharja Astataraja Vishi Srimad Esi Bhakti Vedanta Tri Dandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. It is the opinion of expert transcendentalists that the ultimate good, the ultimate goal of performing all traditional good works, penances, sacrifices, charities, mystic activities, trances, etc., is to invoke my satisfaction. Purport. There are many traditionally pious activities in human society, such as altruism, philanthropy, nationalism, internationalism, charity, sacrifice, penance, and even meditation and trance. And all of them can be fully beneficial only when they lead to the satisfaction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The perfection of any activity, social, political, religious, or philanthropic, is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. This secret of success is known to the devotees of the Lord, is exemplified by Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. As a good, nonviolent man, Arjuna did not want to fight, but with his kinsmen, but when he understood that Krishna wanted the fight, and had arranged it at Kurukshetra, he gave up his own satisfaction and fought for the satisfaction of the Lord. That is the right decision for all intelligent men. One's only concern should be to satisfy the Lord by one's activities. If the Lord is satisfied by any action, whatever it may be, then it is successful. Otherwise, it is simply a waste of time. That is the standard of all sacrifice, penance, austerity, mystic trance, and other good and pious work. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamala Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sahagana Raghunatan Vitan Tam Sajiva Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschajna Nishatarine Mukam Kuroti Vatshalam Bangum Nagyate Gidim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam.
It is the opinion of expert transcendentalists that the ultimate goal of performing all traditional good works, penances, sacrifices, charities, mystic activities, trances, etc., is to invoke my satisfaction. So actually, everybody is looking for satisfaction, isn't it? You want to be satisfied, don't you? Doesn't everybody want to be satisfied? The difficulty is we don't get any satisfaction. That was a big mega hit, actually, when I was a teenager. It was called by the Rolling Stones, I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Really hit a nerve. It was a big million seller. I Can't Get No Satisfaction. So that's the difficulty here. We're not satisfied. We go, we try this, we try that, we try this, we try that. But no matter what we do, we cannot be satisfied because we're not watering the root of the tree. You see, we're watering the leaves and branches, but we're not watering the root. You can give all kinds of food to different parts of the body. You can put food in your ears, you can squeeze it in your fingers. But if you don't put the food in the belly, you see, the body won't be satisfied. So Krishna consciousness means we understand what is the actual art of being satisfied by satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna, the source of all existence, who's tending the cows and abodes built with spiritual gems, surrounded by myriads of purpose trees and always served with great reverence and affection by hundreds and thousands of Lakshmis or gopis, who's adept at playing his flute with blooming eyes like lotus petals, whose head is bedecked with peacock's feather, the figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness is charming millions of cupids. We have to learn to understand that God is not a myth. God is the source of all existence, and he's not an old man with a beard. He's an eternal youth, a Navayovanam, you see. We have to learn the art of how to connect with that personality. Premanjana Chirita Bhakti Velochanena Santaksadaivarhida Yeshu Velokayanti Yang Shama Shunya Ramachandagunas Fabrupam Govindamari Purusham Damaham Bajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who is Shama Sundar, Krishna himself, with inconceivable innumerable attributes from the pure devotees see in their heart of hearts. The eye of devotion tinged with the salve of love. That salve of love in Sanskrit, Premanjana, you see. There's so many different ointments. It's like here we have what's called murine for the eyes, right? But this is a very special ointment for the eyes, you see. The ointment of love of God. This is the ointment we have to get, you see. But where is that pharmacy that sells this ointment? It's called ISKCON. What was Prabhupada before he? When he was a house, he was a pharmacist, isn't it? Sir Prabhupada is still a pharmacist. But this pharmacy has one medicine, Premanjana. This ISKCON, you can get this Premanjana. So this is a very mystical eye ointment. How do you apply this eye ointment? You put it through your ears. Can you imagine an eye ointment you put through your ears? But that's what it, how it goes in. You hear the glories of Krishna. And the great Vaishnava acharyas like Srila Prabhupada and those who are preaching purely on his behalf. You hear, you take those sound vibrations through your ears deep, deep, deep into your heart, you see. And what happens is it purifies the eyes and it actually brings you to the point of being able to see Krishna face to face, eye to eye. You see? Actually, Prabhupada gave me that order. One letter he said, now you disqualify yourself to see Krishna face to face. Well, I haven't gotten there yet. I can see the deity, but that means I need to take more and more of that premanjana. I've got to keep taking it in more and more and more. And that day will come. I know that Prabhupada gave us a system. Eventually that day will come. I will be able to see Krishna, directly see Krishna. You see? That transcendental personality who is absolutely amazing in every way. He's unlimitedly beautiful, unlimitedly powerful, unlimitedly renowned, unlimitedly wealthy, unlimitedly famous, unlimitedly wise. That supreme person. He's having all these amazing pastimes. Even right now, those pastimes are still going on for those who have the eyes to see them. You see? It's not that it's happened in the past. No, it's going on. They're called Nitya Lila. Those pastimes of Krishna are still going on right now. You see? So we have to take advantage of the special mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You see? Us fallen souls here in this Kali Yuga, we have a very hard time being Krishna conscious, but he makes it easy for us, you see. Chaitadarpanamarjanam bhavamahadvagni nirvapanam shreyakairavachandakavataranam vijavadu jivanam anandam budhivadanam pratipadam purnamritas vadanam Sarvatmasnapanam param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Glory to the Shri Krishna Sankirtan, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together. And thus the fire of conditional life of repeated birth and death is extinguished. This Sankirtan movement is a prime benediction for humanity at large because it spreads the rays of the benediction moon. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge and increases the ocean of transcendental bliss and enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. And we get the satisfaction we're looking for by that Sankirtan movement. And then Chaitanya continued to explain further. He says, Nam Nam Makari Bahadani Jasarva Shaktis Tetrarpitakni Matahasmanane Nakalaha Etandrishi tava kripa Bhagavan mamapi Durdaiva midrisham miha janina nuragam. See, but another translation going. Oh Lord, forgetting it. Your holy name alone can all benedictions of the living entities. Unless you have hundreds of millions of names like Krishna and Govinda. In these transcendental names, you invested all your transcendental potencies, and there are not even any hard and fast rules for chanting his holy names. My dear Lord, you so kindly enable us to so easily approach you in the form of your holy names, but I'm so unfortunate, I have no attraction for them. Lord Chaitanya is putting himself in our position, you see. Even though this is unlimited nectar available in Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sometimes you just rather space out on the material energy, you see. We have that difficulty. We're not attracted to the holy name, even though there's unlimited mercy available in the holy name. So what's the solution for us poor souls? We have no taste for the name. But Lord Chaitanya explained our position. What's the hope? Tanadapi sanichena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Here's the secret. Once you chant the holy name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, thinking himself Lord in the straw in the street, being more tolerant than a tree, ready to offer all respect to others, without expecting any respect from oneself, in such a state of mind, one can go on chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, 24/7. So this being humble is a very important thing, you see. You may be very rude and disrespect me, so I should now be rude and disrespectful in retaliation. No, you see. But if you're all rude and disrespectful to me, and I offer you respect in return, you see, then that gives me the ability to chant Hare Krishna and actually taste the nectar of the holy name, you see. So we should remember that in our dealings. If you're rough with me, I should be rough with you. No, if you're rough with me, I'll be gentle with you in reciprocation. That will give me the ability to actually taste the nectar of Krishna's holy names. This is a very important point. That's why we pray, Vanchaka patarubhyascha kripa sindubhya eva cha patitanang bhavanebhyo vaishnaviva namo namaha. Let me offer my all respectful obeisances to the Vaishnavas. I was attracted to join this movement by the association of His Holiness Vishnu Janaswami back there in Austin in 71. He said we should always be in an embracing mood. You see. That's how he trained us, always be in an embracing mood. It's a very important thing, you see. This process of Krishna consciousness is simply wonderful. We have to learn how to enter into that process, you see. Not be carried away by the modes of material nature, modes of sattva-gun, rajagun, tamagun. We have to learn, we have to beg Krishna, please, my dear Lord, make me your pure devotee, you see. Help me get free from this false ego that's been keeping me caught up in the cycle of birth and death for millions and billions of lifetimes. Sometimes a Brahma, sometimes an Indra, sometimes Indra Gopa germ. Please, my dear Lord, free me from this hellish nightmare of bodily consciousness, of thinking I'm the center of all existence. Please help me realize that I'm your eternal servant and my only business is to please you unlimitedly with my every thought, my every word, my every deed in all times, places, and circumstances. We have to keep begging, 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 you see, Krishna, to bless us with pure devotional service, to be in the mood of a beggar, you see. And then Prabhupada is here to give us unlimited mercy and kindness. I have personal experience with Prabhupada's amazing mercy here in New Dwarka back in 71. I was a young brahmachari. We had just gone to the Ratha Yatra in San Francisco. And I wasn't initiated yet. Actually, I'd been chanting for 4 months. And the other two other men, they had been chanting for 6 months. So they got initiated here in New Dwarka. And I couldn't. And I was so scared that Prabhupada, they said, Prabhupada's an old man, he can die at any time. I was so scared I wouldn't get initiated. I was walking back and forth between the two buildings here, crying that they couldn't get initiated yet. But that I got very special mercy that and one morning here. Prabhupada came back from the morning walk, and there was a really nice system we had in those days. Prabhupada would get out of the car on the curb and walk back to his quarters. So we'd line up all along the pathway where Prabhupada would walk, and every devotee had a flower, and Prabhupada had a basket of flowers. And so Prabhupada would come around the line, you give Prabhupada a flower, he'd give you one. You had your own one-on-one, just you and Prabhupada exchanging flowers. It was very sweet, you see. So I was about number 3 in the queue, but Vishnu Janaswami, he was number 1. He got a hug. Wow. Prabhupada got out of the car and hugged him. And I was one of his men. I felt I was getting hugged too when he got hugged me. So anyway, Prabhupada's going on down the line, and I just wanted to get in, because I was in Austin. I wasn't seeing Prabhupada like devotees in New Dwarka, seeing him every day. It was very rare to see Prabhupada. You see. So I wanted to get another darshan of Prabhupada. I call it drinking Prabhupada into your heart through your eyes. I wanted to get another darshan of him. So after he came to the flower queue, he was walking here. And I stood on the steps right here at this building just to get a darshan as he came by. And Prabhupada was so merciful. He looked up, he saw, here's some devotee not in the queue. And Prabhupada is wondering, I wonder if you got a flower. And Sir Prabhupada held up a flower. Did you get a flower yet? And I said, yeah. And I showed my flower. Yes, Prabhupada got a flower. That was so amazing. There were like 300 devotees there. And Prabhupada singled me out to make sure I'd gotten a flower. That was a very special thing for me. I have other experiences of Prabhupada's special mercy also. Just like when and I joined there in Austin, Vishnu Janaswami, I asked him a question. He said, I don't know, why don't you write Prabhupada? You see. So in those days, anybody in the movement could write Prabhupada and he'd write you back. You see, that was everybody could write Prabhupada. But it got to the point there were so many devotees and so many letters. Where's the time to answer all these letters? So there was a new policy. Now on, from now on, only temple presidents, GBCs, and sannyasis. Nobody else write letters. But I was so, I had such a need to have that connection with Prabhupada. It's such a strong need that I cheated. I wrote a letter to Prabhupada. I was the brahmachari in the temple. I wrote Prabhupada a letter. I didn't put my name in the return address, hoping he would get through the security. And I got a letter back from Prabhupada. He told me about the new policy. But then he said, if there's any urgent need, any urgent matter, I'm always happy to hear from my beloved disciples. Just see, Prabhupada was so kind. He told me I was welcome to write him whenever I had an urgent need. You see. Even though there was a policy against it, and it was a big burden for him still, because of that loving feeling he had for his disciples. If there's a disciple with an urgent need to write with me, I'm willing to hear from him and guide him personally. That was Prabhupada's great kindness. You see. So this is that loving kindness of Prabhupada is what made our movement what it is, you see. Prabhupada giving his loving mercy, you see. And others wanted to then share that mercy with others, you see. Pass on the mercy, you see. So, by the mercy of this great Vaishnava Acharya, the divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, we can actually become illuminated, become liberated from all the sufferings of material existence. We have to learn how to take advantage of his mercy. He's given us so wonderful, so many wonderful instructions. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Give up illicit sex life, meeting, intoxication, and gambling. Sex life is minimized, you see, as far as possible. Even in married life, it's only for procreation, not for recreation. You see. And Prabhupada actually gave the standard for procreation. He said, the first thing is you get the blessings of your spiritual master to try for a child. First thing, you don't even do it until you get Guru Maharaj's blessings. First thing, get Guru Maharaj's blessings. Then second of all, once in a month, just after the menstrual cycle, when the wife is most likely to get pregnant. And third, after chanting at least 50 rounds of japa. So the idea of having a recreational sex in married life, as long as you don't kill the child, it's a bogus idea. I've heard some devotees preaching that. It's bogus. It's not that sex is some recreational thing. Because it locks you into bodily consciousness. We have to detach ourselves. Just like Jamunacharya Albandru of South India. He was formerly a king, enjoying with all those palace maidens, sex pleasures, you see. But now he's become a sadhu. So what does he say? Yadavadi mama cheta krishna padaravinde nava nava rasadamo nyujatarantu masit. Tadavadi bhattanari sangame smaryamane bhavati mukunashtivanam cha. Ever since I've been engaged in the transcendental loving service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, tasting newer and newer rasa, nava nava rasa, newer and newer tastes in that transcendental loving service, whatever due to my past activities of a king, I remember having all that sex pleasure. My lips curl with this taste and I spit at the thought, you see. So we have to be good spitters, you see. We have to be good spitters. Spit at the damn thought. Sex pleasure, you know. Spit at the damn thought. Can use it for procreation, but other than that, just spit at the damn thought. We want to actually taste the pleasure of Krishna consciousness. Sometimes I give this example. By sex life, you can make one woman pregnant. But by preaching, you can make the whole world pregnant. You see? By preaching, by distributing books, by hiring, all these preaching activities that Prabhupada gave us, we can impregnate the whole world with the love of God. So why be crazy to go for the pleasure of making one woman pregnant when you make the whole world pregnant? So preaching is the greater sex life. You see? You know, you can have unlimited pleasure, make the whole world pregnant, you see. Instead of passing semen into the woman's body, you can pass Krishna Katha in the ear holes, you see. That's the greater sex life. Preaching is the greater sex. So one actually can relish the pleasure of Krishna, of preaching Krishna consciousness, the pleasure of taking shelter of Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. You can taste the pleasure that completely puts and makes into total insignificance all the pleasures of material existence. The pleasure of remembering Krishna, the remember of bowing down to Krishna, the pleasure of honoring the prasad of Krishna, these pleasures, there's unlimited happiness in these pleasures. So we have to learn how to have a qualitative experience of Krishna consciousness. You know? Qualitative, you see. And to actually chant without avoiding all the offenses so I can experience unlimited nectar and Hare Krishna mantra. So this process works if we work the process. If we try to be happy in some other way, our new concocted version of Krishna consciousness, mixing in sex pleasure or sense gratification pleasure, it's not going to work, you see. We shouldn't compromise or water down what Prabhupada has given us, you see. Prabhupada has given us this process. We keep it as it is, you see. Then this will become recognized as the world religion in due course of time. The whole world will become Krishna conscious. Prabhupada gave us that order. He said, now you just become perfect in understanding the science of Krishna consciousness. You become guru and you deliver the whole world. So there's our marching orders from Prabhupada. We have to deliver the whole world, you see. So we have position to heal thyself. We have to be pure devotees, you see. We have to become pure devotees, qualified to see Krishna face to face. We have to come to that standard. You see. The more we can come to that standard of purity, the more we'll have an impact on the global consciousness, or global unconsciousness. Actually, Prabhupada explains in one purport, he said, if one chants the holy name of the Lord without offense, he becomes Jagat Guru, and under his influence, the whole world will become Krishna conscious. So just consider that. We have a potential global spiritual revolution right there in your bead bag. You see? Like purely chanting the holy names. And even Prabhupada told me in one letter, he told me I could aspire to become your God Guru. You see? One who has the power to eliminate, to deliver all the living entities of this material existence. So just consider that when you chant your japa. Let me chant with purity, because Prabhupada says pure chanting can actually elevate the whole global consciousness, you see. So there's no difficulty to be Krishna conscious. We just have to stick with Prabhupada's instructions. Don't mix it in this and that. Prabhupada is still present, you see. Actually, Prabhupada is still present. It's not that he's dead and gone, you see. Prabhupada is right here, right now. If we remember his instructions and we try to carry out his instructions, he will bless us. Okay? He can bless us and guide us. And empower us also for making this world Krishna conscious. This is our duty, you see. Prabhupada said in 18 days, if you just cooperate with me, in 18 days we can make the whole world Krishna conscious. Well, what's today, November 1st? Just get by November 18th, can make the whole world Krishna conscious. So we have to see how we can really get serious about being completely, totally surrendered to Srila Prabhupada. Their every thought, word, and deed in all times, places, and circumstances. As Prabhupada said, when the high court judges are wearing tilak, then our movement is successful. So we have to think how we can preach in such a way that our high court judges there in Washington, they're all wearing Vaishnava tilak. How we can make the whole world Krishna conscious. Actually, it's our duty to deliver the whole world, you see. So we have to deliver ourselves, become fully empowered Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, Vaishnavas, fully empowered with the awakening of pure love of God within our hearts. This Sankirtan movement is so amazing. Lord Chaitanya describes, Nadanam Najanam Nasundari Kavitam Vajagadisha Kamaye Mama Janmani Janmanishvare Bhavatan Bhakti Rahai Taki Tvai. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire to enjoy beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. My only desire is to have pure devotional service. You see. Birth after birth, janme janme. Just see what Lord Chaitanya is saying. This, in other words, this process is so wonderful. If we actually come to that level, nadanam janam sundarim kavitam jagadisha kami, if we come to that level, we won't even feel the need to go back to Gaudiya because we fully connected with Krishna right here, right now in Los Angeles. You see? We don't need to go back to Godhead. If we actually become completely fixed in pure bhakti, we'll be directly packed up with Radha and Krishna right here, right now, you see. Back to Godhead, take it or leave it. We will be as good as back to home, back to Godhead, right here in this material existence. So let's come to that platform. Nidanam nijanam nisundanim kavitam vajagadisha kamini. Let us come to that platform. We're embracing pure devotional service as our only business. And then we can actually have a powerful, uplifting impact on the global consciousness. We can make Krishna consciousness the world religion. In every town and village, people will be chanting and dancing in ecstasy. Let us come to that position. Let us be determined, in spite of all obstacles. Just like I remember in Gainesville, I was blessed with the opportunity. Now, Gargamuni Swami had originally gone there in 71 and started a center. And Amarinda Prabhu and his wife Gayatri, they had joined, and others had joined. But then there was a whole era in ISKCON, the centralization era. Close down the small centers and consolidate in the big centers. So Gainesville was closed down. But then in 73, Amarinda Prabhu and his wife decided to go back and start it up. So I was a brahmachari in our Miami temple, and Abhiram Prabhu, our president, sent me up to join Amarinda Prabhu and his wife. So now there was three of us in an upstairs apartment, and we started preaching. I was giving out prasadam on the campus, and they just started joining like everything. We had to get the whole house, and then we had to buy a sorority house. It was a two buildings. A two-story dormitory, and then a whole temple building. It was amazing how they were coming in. We were famous. Our prasadam in Gainesville was so famous, they call it Geesville. It was one of the ISKCON nicknames for Gainesville was Geesville. that was my service to take the lunch out to the campus every day. For 3 years, that was my service. Take the lunch program out. Feed the students and the hippies, you see. Amarinda would come out and debate with the Mayavadis and smash them. It was really ecstatic. But then there was a whole thing that now there's a new thing in ISKCON. Everybody out on book distribution. Everyone. So Amarinda was wondering, well, should we close down the lunch program and send Sankarshan on book distribution? So we asked Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, if you keep feeding them prasadam, they'll become devotees. So every other brahmachari is on book distribution. I was on prasadam distribution. And it was amazing. But then at one point, Amarinda sent me to Atlanta to work with Balavanta. But the lunch program was still going on, but the campus authorities said, okay, no more lunch on the Plaza of the Americas. You've got to stop this lunch. So Amarinda defied the Kazi. He sent the devotees out anyway. And the police came. They put him in handcuffs for the heinous crime of prasadam. They put him in handcuffs and dragged him to the squad cars. And all the students and hippies were booing the police, you see. Amarinda had me send pictures of that to Prabhupada. And so we took him to court, and guess who won? The devotees beat it at the University of Florida, and it's still going on 50 years later, or even more than 50 years later. The Plaza program, lunch program, the University of Florida is there. So the point is, we have to be determined. See, in spite of all opposition, we have to be determined to make this world Krishna conscious, to push forward the book distribution, the prasadam distribution, the kirtan, push for it, the deity, put for it everything. Our duty is to make this whole world Krishna conscious, you see. And Prabhupada said we can do it, you see. Actually, we can do it, you see. It really all boils down to our own purity, how pure we are in our own practice of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada even said if there's even one devotee who's completely pure, that one devotee can make the whole world Krishna conscious. But to speak if we have 2 or 3 or 20 or 200 or 2,000 or 20,000, you see. So let's let each and every one of us now endeavor like anything to be absolutely pure and perfect with our every thought, word, and deed in all time, places, and circumstances. Because the more we can cultivate that mood of absolute purity, everything has to be for the satisfaction of Krishna, you see, not for my satisfaction. If I try to be satisfied on my own, I will not be satisfied. If I try to do everything for the satisfaction of Guru and Krishna, then I can taste unlimited nectar, you see. Can you imagine relishing unlimited nectar and with your every thought, word, and deed, in all times, places, and circumstances? I'm certainly not there yet, but that's available for us, you see. We can taste unlimited nectar with our every thought, word, and deed, in all times, places, and circumstances. So we just had to beg Krishna, my dear Radharani, please bless me that now I can be absolutely pure devotee, absolutely free from all of my lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. Vatsa vegam manasa krodha vegam jiva vegam mudaro pasta vegam etan vitanyo vishahete dirasavam apimam dripishim shashit yad. One should conquer mind, words, anger, tongue, belly, and genitals. And if he does so, he can make disciples all over the world. And you know what Prabhupada said one time? He said he can make the whole world his disciples. Wow, that's pretty amazing. If one can actually fully conquer mind, words, anger, tongue, belly, and genitals, he can make the whole world his disciples, Prabhupada. So let's work on that. Our mind, our words, our anger is in. So we have a tendency to get angry. You know, if you're rude to me, I get angry. But actually, as Lord Chaitanya told us, be more tolerant than a tree, offer all respect to others. We have to be careful not to be overwhelmed by anger. It's very detrimental for our Krishna consciousness. We can use anger in the service of the Lord. That can be done, you see. We can use anger in Krishna's service, but not be overwhelmed by it. I had an experience in Gainesville, actually, of using anger in Krishna's service. I was out on University Avenue with a bowl of Simply Wonderfuls, handing them out to everybody, and here's this, giving Simply Wonderfuls out to everyone. Someone smart aleck hippie thought, well, I'm going to have fun with this Hare Krishna. He went, kawam, and hit all the Simplies out into the street. So, was I more tolerant than a tree? I said, you better get out there and pick up all those sweets right now! Like that, I looked. And it worked. He ran to the street and started picking up all the sweets. And I helped him. We got them all picked up before the light turned green. And not one sweet was run over by the car, you see. So anger can be used for Krishna, you see. But it has to be purely in the service of Krishna, not for my sense gratification. So that's called controlled anger. You anger in the service of the Lord. But never become overwhelmed by anger. You're taking away my sense gratification. You know, no. You're telling me I have to do this, I have to do that. No. We have to become very, very sober and very, very serious. You see. I remember that was the wonderful instruction I got from Vishnu John Swami in the beginning. He said, you have to become sober. I was one of these intoxicated hippies, high on this, high on that, right? You have to become sober. So it worked. I sobered up, I followed the principles, and Prabhupada very kindly, finally it happened in 71. We got a wonderful thing, we got a letter from London with three sets of beads, Prabhupada had chanted on them, and so we had Vishnu John Swami came up. He had opened another center in San Antonio, came up and did the initiation ceremony. It was an amazing thing, actually, because Ishan Prabhu was in charge of our center then. But he had been in London where the Beatles had been cultivated. So he thought we can cultivate big people. So he invited the mayor of Austin to come to the initiation ceremony. And guess what? The mayor of Austin showed up, came to my initiation ceremony, the state capital of Texas. You can imagine my dad was really impressed. He's sitting there chatting with the mayor at his son's initiation ceremony. But anyway, so I took the Guru Dakshina. I got some donations. I mailed them off to London to Prabhupada. I said, Prabhupada, I want to spread this movement. And Prabhupada wrote me back the most wonderful letter, gave me all encouragement. He said, I see you're a very sincere, enthusiastic boy, eager to spread this Krishna consciousness movement. Now continue enthusiastically as you were doing. and surely Krishna will bless you. Now I ask you, is that instruction any less potent now than it was in 1971? You see? Is that the same potency now as when Papa told me back, 51 years ago? The same potency is there, you see? So I'm still enthusiastic to try to spread this movement. We're just coming off of a round-the-world tour. We went to Canada. My wife and I went to Canada. We went to Lithuania. We went to Mauritius. And we went to India. We went to Malaysia. We went to Australia. And now we went to Fiji. Now we're coming back to our home base in Austin. Prabhupada told me, make our Austin Center a grand success. So we're trying to do a little bit there. We've got some property now. We're raising money to build a temple. So things are coming up there. But Prabhupada told me, you keep this enthusiasm for preaching and Krishna will bless you. And it's a fact. The more we're enthusiastic to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, to distribute these books, to distribute prasadam, to make devotees, to have wonderful festivals, the more we're inspired to do this, Krishna will shower more and more and more and more blessings upon us. Krishna reciprocates. He's not some dull stone. He's the most amazing, merciful person in all of existence. Actually, Krishna is bestowing unlimited mercy on every single living entity at every minute. Krishna is not ignoring you or ignoring me. He's fully conscious of everything we're going through, and he's doing everything from his side to induce us to come back to pure devotional service, because he wants... Actually, Krishna is emanating from himself an unlimited number of living entities, and each one of them, of course, there's five primary rasas, you see. There's an infinite subdivision of rasas. Each single devotee has a certain unique flavor or taste in his relationship with Krishna. So when the living entity falls into material existence, Krishna is missing that particular taste, that particular loving relationship with that particular devotee, you see. So Krishna is doing everything from his side to induce us to come back to him. He's giving an unlimited mercy to us at every minute. So we have to realize Krishna is with me right now. He's conscious of what I'm going through. And if I just try to connect with him, try to please him, you see, then I'll get more and more. I'll actually taste that mercy. Right now, it's bouncing off our psyches because we're trying to enjoy separately from Krishna. That's the problem. We're not actually experiencing or tasting that loving mercy of Krishna because of our foolish attempt to try to enjoy separately. When we learn that Krishna is actually there and he wants loving reciprocation with us, that's why we exist. We exist for the purpose of having a loving reciprocal relationship with Krishna. So we have to learn to come back to that, you see. Come back to our original natural state of consciousness. To not be Krishna conscious is unnatural. You see, svarup. We have to come back to the original form of our identities, not these rotting material bodies that are just garments we're wearing right now. You see, we have to come back to that original form, that original identity that we actually have in the spiritual world, in a loving reciprocation with Krishna, and stop misidentifying with this rotting bag of flesh and blood. You see? So this process is simple for the simple and difficult for the crooked. The difficulty is we're crooked. That's the problem. We're still trying to be happy separately from Krishna. You see? So we have to give up this foolish attempt to enjoy separately from Krishna and do everything now for his satisfaction every time, place, and situation. Anybody have any corrections or disagreements or questions? Arguments? Yes.
I was wondering if you could share the letter that you wrote to Prabhupada in the Krishna consciousness. I can't hear about it.
What is it?
I was wondering if you could share the letter that you wrote to Prabhupada and your policy not to write letters.
Oh, it's in the Veda base. It's in the Veda base. Oh, the letter I wrote him. Yeah, I don't know if I have that anywhere. I'm not sure. I probably don't have a copy of that. I might have it some buried away in my Brahmachari chunk from the old days. I might have it in there somewhere. The letter I wrote. Prabhupada's letter, the answer, of course, is in the database. You can look it up under Sankarshan. Prabhupada's letter is very nice. And there's any urgent matter, I'm always, you can look up, if there's any urgent matter, I'm always happy to hear my beloved disciples. That'll pull up the letter that Prabhupada wrote me. Anything else? Okay, everybody ready to pull off a global spiritual revolution as soon as possible? Is it? Actually, this is so ecstatic, we can take birth after birth for this. Yes. This idea of trying to pull up a global spiritual revolution is so ecstatic that we could even take birth after birth until this whole world becomes Krishna conscious. Just as a service to Srila Prabhupada. Let me take birth after birth after birth until the whole world is Krishna conscious. Prabhupada wanted us to live with the whole world. So why not take birth after birth until the whole world becomes Krishna conscious, you see? Back to Godhead can wait. To be a revolutionary, fully absorbed in trying to pull off a global spiritual revolution is non-different from being in your original loving relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world. So anything else? What do you think? Global spiritual revolution, key jai? Or it's not very important. Let me just enjoy my prasadam. Actually, we have to make the whole world Krishna conscious. It's shocking to see how confused and bewildered they actually are. It's just shocking. It's horrible. It's a horrible nightmare right now, this material world. See, the horrible, it's just a horrible thing. The Vaishnavas feel compassion to see these suffering souls and want to deliver them back to home, back to God. So anyway, thanks for tuning in. Tune in, turn on, and bliss out. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Hare Krishna. Yeah, we're leaving on that.